a world where the host doesn't know how to count, and the best place to hide from Danny is in self-quarantine. It's the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I am your host, Sean, host 3 or 4. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm kind of jealous of all these people that just post pictures of their daily, like, I'm living at home life.
All their random board activities that they get to do.
Right. They're like, wow, I'm watching all this TV and all these movies that I've been backlogged on, and I'm like, yeah, I still got to go to work.
Right here,
it's like,
brother.
What are you doing to pass the time during your quarantine? I'm going to work. What are you doing?
Quarantine? I don't even know what that means.
Right. Oh, man. I'm so jealous, man. All these people I'm following on Instagram are, like, just day drinking. Like, I'll be at work getting notifications on Twitch. It's like, hey, we're doing a virtual bottle share. Come get drunk with us. And I have to be at work. I mean, not that I'm not drinking at work. It's just I can't join them.
How Danny gets randomly tested at work this week.
Hey, I'm union. I don't care. It doesn't matter as long as, like, I don't do anything stupid.
You just gotta have a sad story.
Pretty much, yeah. I just gotta before I pee in the cup. I just gotta say that I'm addicted or I have a problem, and then they gotta send me to rehab.
Spray some lemon in your eyes.
Yes.
Make sure the snot's coming out of the nose. Really sell it.
I know. And the worst part about this whole thing is that my wife was supposed to go out of town this weekend. So I had all these plans of, like, things that I wanted to accomplish, and I just had to keep her entertained. I got none of them done.
You just had to keep her entertained.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh. So I guess we're doing our own little virtual bottle share, Sean. What are you drinking?
Dude, we've been on the virtual bottle share for a lot longer than this. We should start copywriting and suing people for money.
Right? I know. We've been personal distancing and virtual bottle sharing before all the cool kids. It's like the gaming subreddit. It's like somebody made fun of it. It was like a meme. It's like, gamers in this subreddit, and it's like, I've been self-quarantining before, it was cool, and then like the little fig character gets crushed by like a bunch of upvotes.
Right. So what are you drinking in your self-quarantine?
Way to pass it back without answering the question, Sean. I appreciate that. But I'll answer it since you don't want
to
go first.
You always like to go first, so I just didn't want to break up the tradition.
I don't care. It doesn't matter, but I'll go first since you're scared.
I'm not confident. I don't have a lot of self-confidence.
No, I got to set the standards for you every week.
How do you review a beer? I have to relearn every week.
Every week.
At least this time I'm not going to make a mess all over my laptop.
And you're not going to spill your beer either?
You know, it's usually a little bit of off the top from the can after you pop it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was worried about. Just a little bit, huh? Just a tip?
I just don't want to lose that head.
Is your keyboard all sticky? Is your keyboard sticky, Sean?
Sometimes it is.
Is there a little bit of you all over your computer?
You gotta wipe it down. Make it sanitize. Exactly. Re-sanitize it.
You gotta sanitize it every week. Oh, man. So, I'm drinking Great Notion Brewing Box of Chocolates. It's an imperial stout with chocolate, hazelnuts, and cherry. And it's actually a collaboration. It's Bottle Logic with Modern Times and Cellar Maker. Which all three were breweries that we managed to hit up last time. Well, the only time that we were I was in Portland, but the last time you were there.
Gotcha. Well, that's nice.
Yes. And the artwork is by this artist. He's on Instagram. His Instagram handle is Tim Burps.
Tim
so
Burps?
So it's basically Tim Burps, T-I-M-B-E-R-P-S.
Nice.
So it's like he always draws like this Yeti, like for a great notion. So the Yeti is pretty much dressed like Forrest Gump, sharing chocolates with a cowboy and a narwhal on a park bench.
That's pretty funny.
All right, and then like on their date stamp of when it was bottled, because it was, I mean, well, canned. It was canned on 2/29/20.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, pastry is as pastry does. I don't know. I can get the hazelnuts, but the cherry is very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was drinking a beer last night, and it said that it had orange zest in it. And, like, as I first started drinking it, I couldn't really get too much orange, but, like, as I finished it and kind of warmed up, I could definitely taste it more. It tasted like the British orange chocolates that they have. Have you ever had one of those, Sean?
I've had it. It is pretty good.
It's like a shape like an orange, and you break it, and you get the little orange slices, so to speak, of chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But that one tasted exactly like that. This one, I get more chocolate. I think the chocolate is a little overpowering, but maybe as it warms up, I can get the hazelnuts and the cherry. But it's a nice, hearty 11% alcohol by volume.
Danny gonna be drunk.
Heck yeah! That's the whole point of the show, man. It's the one day a week I don't have to drink by myself. I mean, I'm alone still, but not by myself.
If you can't be good at podcasting, just be drunk.
I mean, that's unfortunately the motto of a lot of podcasts. We just haven't given up. We're not quitters because nobody likes a quitter.
No, they don't.
Which I don't understand why, but nobody likes us either, so
yeah,
what's the difference, right?
They quit us, so everybody must hate themselves.
Exactly. Valid point. So, Sean, what are you drinking?
I am drinking Dear Peter. It is from Trogues Independent Brewing up here in Pennsylvania. This is the Pennsylvania Wild Fruit Ale fermented with nectarines. It is a 7.6%. It's aged on French barrels. And it has been the sour fermentation has lacto, Brett, and something else. Was it Petio? I almost said Peto, but I was like, I don't think anybody would abbreviate a sour.
Call it Peto. I was going to say, Chris Hansen would like to have a word with you, Sean. You live too close to a school.
No. He needs to have a conversation with this brewery. It's calling it Peto.
Exactly.
So if you're not into sours, one of the things with aging sours on, I think, barrels is it helps tone down the sour puckery face and gives it more of a balanced taste.
Okay, yeah, definitely, yeah. It changes the, it smooths out, it adds a different level of sour, but it's not too, like, tongue, like teeth stripping or like heartburn sour.
Yeah, so when the first sip is just straight like pucker face, like you're just like, god damn, like this shit's sour. But after that you start to get the oak flavorings into it, like the nectarine is starting to come out into it. It's a very pleasant very pleasant sour. I actually was surprised. After the first sip, I thought I was going to be having to take one for the team the rest of the show. But like, I'm already like halfway done with my bottle, and I'm like, man, now I have to like figure out how to get another beer.
Right. I mean, because as we were like figuring out, we had technical difficulties behind the scenes, exposed a little bit. But yeah, I heard you take that first sip, and you like did that whole like puckering or whatever, like your tongue clicking on the roof of your mouth reaction.
Yeah, just trying to clear the sour taste. But after that, it turns really smooth. I mean, it is pretty sour still, but I think it's overall pleasant, and I think the nectarines and the oak give it a really nice flavor. This is part of their Splinter series, so this is only sold in special bottles, but it is definitely pretty good. I know I have another Trogs special one. I can't remember if it's another sour or if it's another like Imperial stout or porter that was barrel aged though. But really, honestly, I've just been really impressed with their Splinter series, and I mean, this is I've had a few Trogue beers, and I was kind of like, meh, but their barreled stuff is, like, very on point, just, because I feel very wish-washy about the brewery, but after having a couple of their barrel stuff, I'm like, all right, now I want to kind of go there, because I want to see what other funky stuff they might have.
Right, so you were saying it's bottled special because it's part of their Splinter series. So it's in wood bottles that are it's not very finely sanded down. So you put yourself in danger every time you open it.
No, they're not wood glasses or wood bottles.
Okay, because that's the first thing that popped in my head is when you said that they're specially bottled. And it's part of their Splinter series.
Well, the thing is that Master Splinter is there. He's the one corking it and doing the official tastings.
Ah, so he has help with the turtles.
Yeah, probably instead of doing Kung Fu on ninjas, they're slicing up fruit with their karate chops and punches and kicks.
Like the video game Fruit Ninja.
Mm-hmm. Hey, okay. Sometimes if you're gonna swing a blade 100 times for practice, you might as well do something useful and cut up some fruit.
Exactly, it's like that guy that's been like going around on social media now, especially Reddit a lot, where he's like uses a knife and he like takes the lid off of like bottles that are upside down without spilling a drop.
Yeah,
it's like that kind of ninja skills.
Exactly.
So, Sean, I figured I'd start the show with some good news, or at least some interesting news.
We need somewhat good, interesting news around here.
So,
because I'm almost out of beer, so I'm already in bad news.
Bad news. You're already in bad shape. So they announced two people they cast for season two of The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. Whenever that gets resumed filming.
Oh man.
So they cast, one of them they cast is Michael Bane, who pretty much nobody knows until you've like, you realize that you've probably watched a bunch of his movies. If you've watched any like late 80s action movie,
mm-hmm.
He was in it. Like if you've watched Alien, if you watched Terminator, if you've watched Tombstone, which is probably the character role he's most known for is Tombstone.
Oh, really?
Did you see Tombstone, Sean?
I have seen Tombstone, but I don't know Tombstone enough to say who is who besides Val Kilmer.
Well, you'll recognize him then. You'll know who he is. He plays Johnny Ringo.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes. So I don't know who he's going to play. A lot of there's rumors going around that he might be playing like Commander Cody or one of the old like Stormtroopers, Clone Troopers. Mm-hmm. And he's got that look. I mean, he's definitely, you know, a little bit older than he was, you know, in the late 80s. Because if you saw the original Terminator, he played John Connor. If you watched the original, if you watched Alien, he was like one of the Marines. He's just general all-around badass.
Gotcha.
And then some people were happy about this casting, but a lot of people were unhappy. They cast Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka.
As who?
Asuka. What the fuck is her name? why did I go full retard?
I don't know.
She was the Anakin's Padawan in...
Oh, the cartoon?
The cartoon, yes.
See, nobody watches the cartoon but a bunch of little spoiled kids.
I don't know, and man. Danny. The cartoons are pretty good.
I don't know. I tried. I gave it a fair shot. They got better.
I heard the first like season, Ahsoka Tano. That's her name. Ahsoka. I was close-ish. I guess people were upset because they wanted the person who did her voice and all the animated stuff, and also like pretty much goes everywhere. Anytime she makes a public appearance for Star Wars, she cosplays as the character like perfectly.
Oh, really?
Which is Ashley Eckstein, who also formed her own company called Her Universe, and then they sold out to Hot Topic.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, basically Lady Nerd Clothes.
Okay, no, I know what you're talking about.
And then she's married to former Angels baseball player... David Eckstein.
Thank you.
Who was known because he was, like, super short and still played baseball. Apparently, short people, you don't have to be tall to play baseball. But yeah,
I wouldn't know. I'm terrible at that sport.
You're terrible at most things.
Maybe.
Which in your in your personal life, your ability to juggle balls would make people think you are perfect for sports.
You know what? Everything could be a sport with enough rules.
Exactly. But yeah, so it almost got to the point where people were like going to want to start like an online petition to get them to change their mind in the casting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, Rosario Dawson's not a shit actress. Just calm down.
Yeah.
Please. Oh, man.
Maybe she didn't want to be in the live action because she didn't want to be like...
I don't know. Like, she didn't come out and say she didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. So, of course, her fans assumed that she wanted to, so...
Oh, fair enough.
But, yeah. I mean, the fan mock-ups with, you know, the Photoshop with her, like, dressed up in the makeup. It looks pretty good. Like, she'll be at least look good at the character. And I like her as an actress.
Mm-hmm.
She taught us the life lesson in the movie Clerks 2 that sometimes it's okay to go ass to mouth.
It is.
Were you able to get another beer, Sean?
I was able to get another beer. I've been rescued.
Huzzah.
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 Another Pennsylvania brewery. So, I'm having the Blackberry Gose with sea salt called Backflip. And this is from Maniuk Brewery.
Well, they got weird names in Pennsylvania, man.
Yeah, well, I've had a few beers from Maniuk. They had the peanut butter porter I've recently had. I had the cranberry gose back in December.
Yeah, that seemed to be a popular thing to do in December. It's like basic mm-hmm. bitch gose is like pumpkin spice gose.
This one's pretty good too. I think some of their gozes are hit or miss, but this one is pretty solid. Like in very, I think it kind of, it's not quite Urban Artifact, but this one at least like this flavor and knocks on the door. They're not inside the house, but they're on the front porch.
They're right. It's like a solid like high 3, low 4.
Pretty much.
Okay. So, speaking of things that, you know what, man? Actually, no, I figured out a new segue. Don't even delete that because I'm an idiot. Because I know you're not. I know how you edit the show, and that's not, listening to it isn't part of the editing process. So, you know, comic book, you know, there's a lot of industries that have to, like, figure out how to bring in new and young, like, users, right?
Yes.
So, like, you know, when you hear, like, wrestling fans complain that, like, wrestling is, like, trying to, like, appeal to the kids, and it's like, well, no shit, because you complain that wrestling is trying to appeal to kids, but then you also talk about how when you were a kid, you loved wrestling, right? Same thing with, like, Magic the Gathering. Like, Magic... Right, same thing with like Magic the Gathering, and another industry that's suffering from this is the comic book industry, Sean. And I mean, you probably saw it a little bit when you worked there, even though that was like probably close to a decade ago by now.
Yeah, I saw it, man. I mean, I think I have. I think there's two. I think the fans are the main part of the major problem with American comic books, to be honest.
Right. And so I sent you a video and about two different videos about two different books that they're both DC and Marvel are trying to make to skew young.
Mm-hmm.
And they even mentioned that it's like, it seems that American comic book companies are having a hard time relating to the young kids. Well, manga is like selling off the you know, shelves, flying mm-hmm. off the shelves. And even like, I don't remember if it was in the video or one of the comments, but they were saying that the audience for comic books are basically old white men because comic books are too expensive for kids to afford. Which, that shouldn't be a stopping point, right? Like, it shouldn't be too expensive, because at some point people just stop buying comics, right? Like, they either, like, run out of time or they just lose interest.
Yeah, and I mean, we're talking about, like, a $9 book with probably 4 chapters in it. So, and I mean, you got to think too, like, there's not a bunch of advertising cut up in the middle. And then, you know, the other part is too, is most of it's black and white. It's not colored.
Right. So Marvel's, I guess, attempt at an answer is they're rebooting the New Warriors.
Not the New Mutants.
No, I don't know why I put the New Mutants. I crossed that out. I figured it out. On my own side, but as we were doing the show, it was a edit.
I just want to show that you messed up on the show, just so that way I could throw it at your face.
Well, yeah, but I also sent you the right video, so it's okay. Oh, man. But the premise of the team is I like, because there's a law that goes into effect, and basically it's like, and you know what, it's only a one shot, where like basically, only adults can be superheroes, and like the underage heroes will be banned unless they have an official like adult mentor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the New Warriors, they have a history in Marvel that's not necessarily the best, because they're the team that kicked off the events that led to Civil War, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's his name? Speedball, right? Is the one, or who was it that he basically is the one that exploded in front of the school that just killed all the people, and that's when they brought in the Mutant Registration Act, and Captain America died.
Yeah, I can't remember, but it was something to do with a school blowing up. It's been a long time since I've read it.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the character. I can't remember what his name was before he blew up, but afterwards, like, he changed his name to a Penance, and basically, like, his costume was like those old, like, Egyptian torture chamber things where it's like a case, and then you open it up, and there's, like, spikes pointing to the inside.
Very PG.
Yes. So this one, I don't know. Like, I've watched a couple of videos on it, and it seems like at least the people that are vocal about it are not happy, because it's like they're pandering a little bit too hard. Like, the creator went, like, in an interview, he said that, you know, watching, like, reading comic books when he was a kid, he was, like, scared and intimidated by it. So he wants a team that's not scary or intimidating. And he succeeded in that one.
I mean, the problem is with American comics is that we just don't really accept new characters in Marvel and DC. And anytime they try to do a slight variation or something new, it gets shot down just very quickly. And it goes back to everybody wants what they want. So I feel like with Marvel and DC, like, everybody expects there to be a new Batman book or a new Wolverine book. And I think at some point, like, the stories just kind of, we hit really bad lags where it just feels like for maybe a year or two, things are just dry. Until there's somebody that kind of is able to take it and reinvent the wheel and make it engaging again. But I think it's partially the consumer's fault of the comic book industry that they don't accept new heroes with different storylines and stuff. And it was kind of funny, like the guy was trying to make fun of everyone. I was like, well, the first character didn't seem like a bad person. Like, you have to think, like, you have to be realistic. Like, not every superhero is probably going to be, like, old super, you know, fit and everything. And, you know, I get the understanding where your heroes need to be typically pretty physical for fist fighting and stuff. And whatnot, but it was just kind of, and then, like, but on the flip side, to your point, it was just kind of like, how is it powerful that they're taking the hero names Snowflake and Safe Space?
Right.
It's like, so basically, it's like, come on. Like,
right. Well, there's a couple characters in here. There's those two, and there's another one, Screen Time. And basically, like, the whole point of their names is, like, they're trying to bring it back. Mm-hmm. You know, almost like when, you know, rappers drop the N-word. It's like, it's our word now. We're not trying to make it a bad thing. You know, and they're complaining about the art, and the art is different. But then, like, you look at what's popular in animation now. You have, like, Steven Universe and Clarence and, you know, Rick and Morty. You know, people, mm-hmm. there's people that refuse to watch Rick and Morty because they hate the animation style.
That's pretty interesting, because I think there's plenty of other things to like and dislike about Rick and Morty.
Right, but, again, if you're, you know, those are the same people that complain about the artwork in this comic, which, it is very stylized, I'll admit. You know, but then there's some of the things, like, one of the characters, there's one Screen Time, it's like, he's a meme-obsessed super teen whose brain becomes connected to the internet after becoming exposed to his grandfather's quote-unquote experimental internet gas.
Internet gas? Is that next to the headlight fluid?
Exactly. Or when I worked at a warehouse where you had to pack sheet metal and we'd send new people out looking for the left-handed pallet stretcher.
Oh. That's pretty funny. I've never heard that before.
And so, I mean, granted, you know, like, these characters aren't, like, anything necessarily we would read, but they're not for us. They're trying to reach out to the younger kids. And if it works, you know, and that's the thing, too, is everyone expects, everybody expects everything to be success. Like, what would they think if they came out with, like, Squirrel Girl today?
Oh, dude, they would shoot it down. They would shoot it down.
Right.
They'd be like, that is the stupidest shit ever.
But she's defeated Thanos, and she's popular. Like, they're like, they want to get her, like, her own TV show. But if they made her now, she, like you said, she wouldn't get past, like, the consulting idea.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, when, like, it came out that Captain America was going to be Hydra, and people that saw the news but knew that I like comics would ask me about it. I'm like, you know what? It's either going to be – he's either been brainwashed, he's been hypnotized, or it's, like, an alternate universe. It's one of those three. Just let him tell the story. But, literally the first issue hadn't even come out yet, and people were, like, already sending death threats to everyone involved in the history of Captain America. Like, even Ed Brubaker, he was like, dude, I haven't written Captain America in, like, 10 years. Leave me alone.
This ain't my shit, boy. Get off my lawn. I didn't write no Captain America. He ain't no or Nazi.
When Iron Man, when Tony Stark was no longer Iron Man, and they gave it up to, I can't remember her name, but she was like a black female college student. And everyone was like, there's something not right here. And then it came out later on that she wasn't given the armor, that she stole it. And they're like, we told you there was something wrong about her. And they're like, yeah, and that was the way the story was going the whole time. That's called telling a story. Let them tell the story.
No, relax. We just want Thor to take his hammer and smash Monster multiple times and maybe make a little funny cliche joke. And be like, ha, ha, ha. That's what we want.
Yeah. But then there are also the same people that complain that, you know, they don't buy comics because it's all the same thing and it's boring.
Probably.
Like, people our age complaining about the new stuff coming out, not being the stuff that they read, sounds like, you know, the people that haven't read, like, Superman since, like, the 50s or 60s complaining that Superman today isn't the Superman that they know. Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So then, to answer that, DC is coming out with Gotham High.
Oh, my And it seems like God.
It's, like, another, like, one-shot or, like, a book. It doesn't seem like it's an ongoing thing. And this also seems like they're trying to basically mix the... I forgot the show already. I know my niece has watched the shit out of it, but it's the Archie show that's on the WB.
Mm.
That's nothing like Archie. And then everybody that watched Archie when they were read Archie when they were kids, like our parents, hate it, but our kids and our nieces and nephews love it.
I don't know. I'm not that into Archie.
I was never into Archie either. It skipped a generation. Yeah. But you know, they succeeded in the impossible. They made Archie popular amongst, like the teenagers and younger, like high school and junior high kids watched the mm-hmm. shit out of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Riverdale.
Oh, got you.
On WB is very, very loosely based on Archie, but in the sense that it has in the sense that it has the characters and the premises of like the love triangles, but there's just a lot more drama.
Drama.
And it also has one of the twins from that show where they're living in a hotel and then they had to move out of the hotel and move onto a boat. I don't remember if it's Dylan or Cole Sprouse.
Mm.
But anyways, so this one, it looks like the Gotham people are in high school. So it's, I don't know if there's more characters in there, but the little trailer that we watched just focused, it was from Selina Kyle's point of view, and it just had Bruce Wayne and the Joker.
I love them both.
Again, very Riverdale.
Like, oh my God. I was just like, oh my God. Like, is this where Batman is gone? We have to go to Batman in high school.
If they can get like junior high girls or high school girls to read Batman and then like, hey, I want to know more about Selina Kyle or I want to know more about the Joker, and then they start actually looking into more Batman. I mean, that's the whole point, right? Like, you got to get their foot in the door.
Well, then they'll discover Harley Quinn and put Harley Quinn in more stories that she's not technically supposed to be in to screw it up.
I mean, true. But then here's the problem. Like, when Guardians of the Galaxy came out, people would go to the comic book store and it's like, hey, I just saw this movie, Guardians of the Galaxy. I want to buy their comics. And then the people at the store would be like, why are you even here? Like, you're not a real comic book fan. Go away. And it's like, wait, they have real money, though. Like,
they do have the real monies.
Like, it doesn't matter if they're real fans or not. They have real money and they're going to spend it in your store. And then you complain that nobody wants to come into your store and buy shit and you might have to close down. Like, fucking nerds, man.
Take a deep breath, man. The nerd rage is strong today.
Dude, I don't know, man. Like, the whole gatekeeping and, like, you're not a real nerd, that's what's hurting us the most. You know? Because you get, like, the nerds, it's like, why doesn't anyone want to play with me? And then somebody shows up and it's like, hey, I want to learn. And it's like, you don't already know?
They're like, yeah, like, I bought a bunch of random magic cards. I want to learn how to play this. Be like, and it's just like, dude, you're not even on my level. Third turn kill. Game. Get out of here, noob.
Right. Again, if either like be elitist and be in your own little bubble, but then don't complain that no one wants to shop in your things and no one's supporting physical locations anymore.
Yeah.
Because I mean, at this point, like, now it's getting to a point where they have to start taking some drastic measures, and these two books, I think, are the beginning of the steps of drastic measures, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I can see more merit in the Gotham High. Just, like I said, because it's already established characters in a different setting, it could be interesting. And if it works as, like, a gateway drug to getting kids to read more Catwoman... And even if they go into the stores and buy Harley Quinn books, it doesn't matter. They're at least going in stores and buying books.
True.
That's all that matters.
Buy the stuff.
Exactly. Give us money. So, you know, one of the things that DC Comics does right, though, more than anything, is their animated movies.
Yes, you've reviewed plenty in it. I typically always have good things to say about their animations.
Right, and so I watched the latest movie, Superman Red Son.
Comrade Superman.
Yes, which, again, like, if this story was told today, people would hate it, but because it was written, you know, a couple decades ago at this point now, I'm sure, people love it. It was only, like, what, a 3-issue series that they then put into, that you now can buy as, like, a trade and get all the stories in one? But basically, the story...
Right.
Yeah, but the story is basically that Superman did not land in Kansas, he landed in Russia.
Mother Russia. In the Soviet Union, Superman hurt you.
Right, and so now they changed the of course, you know, they always change it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They kept a lot of the stuff, some of the stuff in there, but it was a little more toned down, because I guess in the comic, there's a scene where basically Lex Luthor kills every single one of his employees because they... witness something and he doesn't want that getting out, so instead of just like him signing NDAs, mm-hmm. he just murders them. Which I guess seems a lot easier than making a lot of photocopies, right?
I think so. I mean, think about
the
environment.
It's like, exactly, you got all those trees. And less people polluting.
Exactly.
It's a win-win situation for the environment.
Yeah, they could feed the trees with their bodies.
Exactly. And so it starts off like Superman's already like mid, like almost a teenager, right around that age, and he's running away from some bullies, and there's a girl chasing after the bullies, trying to tell them to leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so he he ends up kind of hiding from them, and he comes up and chases the bullies away, and then finally he comes out of the clearing, and she's like, "I can't protect you from them all the time. You have to fight back." And he's like, "Well, that's why I was running, is because I was protecting them from me." And she was kind of looks at him, and he's like, don't freak out or anything. And then he just, picks up the tractor.
Look
and,
at
you know,
me,
of course,
babe.
The girl that's like,
can you tell me, is he wearing Adidas tracksuit?
No, he's not. He's not full Slav. He's Russian, not Slav. He didn't squat as he lifted the tractor. Oh man! But the girl that was like rescuing him is a redhead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about it as I was watching this movie, and it's like, it's a very like polarizing issue on whether or not redheads are attractive, right?
If they're from Mother Russia, they're attractive.
Well, pretty much. What I was gonna say is, I think everybody that I know that thinks redheads are attractive are comic book fans. And if people that I find, people that don't read comics generally find them to be, like, the least attractive people on planet Earth. Like, they find them all to be unattractive equally.
Wow, that's just rude.
Right. So I just wonder if, like, comic books with, Mary Jane and, Jean Grey and all them, all the quote-unquote hot redheads, they were,
I don't know. Maybe it's their kids were redheads, so they wanted to make it seem like they were big and strong and attractive.
Right, as opposed to like pasty little ghosty gingers with freckles.
Pretty much.
And I say that as someone that I definitely find redheads to be attractive. Again, that goes back to my theory of comic book fans.
Fucking comic nerd.
Nerd. Yeah. Well, you're in the same boat, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about either.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I don't know anything about Batwoman or Red Zone yet.
Exactly. Or Batgirl. I mean, not when she was like a kid, but older Batgirl, current Batgirl. The woman Batgirl, not the girl. I'm not Mike.
Good times. That's how That's how we know they don't listen to the show, because they never complain about us talking shit on them.
Right.
Joke's on you, fuckers.
Yeah, we talk shit about you every week. Literally. So, it's really good. It's about the same length as all the rest of the animated movies, which run anywhere from like 80 to 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They cut, because it's so short, they cut out a lot of the story. Like in the comic, Lois Lane has more of a role, but she still has a major role, but not as important.
Mm-hmm.
Brainiac makes his appearance. I haven't read the comic. I just kind of did the Wikipedia after I watched the movie to see what the differences were.
Mm-hmm.
Because lazy. But at least I did some research, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I found it on in the Red Box. I had to pay for it from the Red Box.
Oh man, look at you going out in the public.
Yeah, well, I had to drop my car off to get some stuff fixed on it, and as I was walking home, I passed a 7-Eleven that had a Red Box, so I figured I'd check it out and see if it was there. And mission accomplished, it were.
You went there exclusively to look for Superman Red Son?
Yes.
I mean, it was. I admire your dedication.
At least somebody does. Oh, man. But then I watched another movie, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
I went above and beyond because I watched the original and the new version of a movie called Black Christmas.
Oh, you watched both in the same week?
I watched the first one like a while ago, and then I watched this one this last week.
Gotcha.
But basically, It's one of those. It's like the original Black Christmas, was filmed in like 1974, and it's considered to be like the original slasher film.
Mm.
that a lot of movies have stolen from. Even like the famous scene in another movie that like the whole plot of the movie was wrapped around, where like there's like somebody's getting like phone calls, and like the police trace it, and they're like the phone's coming from inside the house.
Oh, like Scream.
No, but that happened even before Scream. That happened in another movie that came out like in 76.
Oh, gotcha.
But like that movie is given credit for the originating that scene, because that the whole plot of that movie was kind of wrapped around that scene.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is just kind of part of it. And so I kind of watched these movies, both of them, for two reasons. One was because there's a podcast I listen to called Nothing New, and they talk about remakes. And so mm-hmm. this is one of the ones they did. They did the original and this one. But then the other reason was, like, this movie kind of bombed in theaters. And somebody said the reason why it bombed was because there was no character development. That basically, like, there were only women. And that's the only reason that, like, they were in the story, right?
Is there such thing as character development in a horror show? Like, I don't feel like that's usually a key attributor to how good or bad a horror movie is.
There might be minor, like, throwaway lines to kind of let you know about the character, but...
Does the character go into a montage of training for 6 months, like, getting ready for the fight against the killer?
No.
Okay. Right. Got you. I'm just making sure we're on the same page.
No, you're right. And it's just stupid. So that's why I was like, all right, I definitely have to watch these movies, because I want to see how the 1970s that was supposedly so much better than this one, the new one. You know, and sure enough, like... You know, they both kind of dealt with issues that were hot at the time. Like, the one in the 70s, one of the girls got pregnant, and her boyfriend, and she wanted to get an abortion, and her boyfriend was trying to stop her and was, like, upset at her. And so, like, he was, like, the red herring killer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they set it up that he was the killer, that he was so upset about her wanting to get an abortion that he was just murdering people.
Yeah.
And then the new one, it kind of loses its focus, because the original was just pure slasher, and this one, it goes from, like, slasher film to, like, weird, like, not even science fiction, but just, like, weird, like, so, like, this one girl, she's trying to get this professor kicked out of his class, because he teaches, like old literary stuff, literary classics, and she wants some more, like, women or people of color, as opposed to just white people in his class, and so she's signing a petition, and then it comes out that she had gotten a petition to get the bust of the founder removed from, like, the main hall. Because he was found to own slaves in the North, right? He lived in the Confederacy or the Union, and he owned slaves still. And wow. So they moved him into so he ended up getting moved into the dorm of this fraternity. And the teacher, who's played by Cary Elwes, is like the head, basically like the head of the fraternity. Like, he was a member of it, and so he's like their advisor. And so they find out that there's this like black goo that comes out of the best of the founder's head that you could put on men's head for, like, you can like do a mark on a man's head, and he'll basically fall under control of the fraternity and go and like murder all the non-behaving women.
Seems intense.
It is a little intense, but it's a little weird. Like I said, like, they go from like weird, like psychological, it goes from like just basic horror, like slasher movie, to like weird, like horror, like spirits and stuff. And it's like, dude, just stick with the slasher. It works. That's why the original one's a classic, and no one went and watched this one.
Gotcha.
And then another one I watched, it's also a remake, The Hustle, with Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a remake, basically, of The Jerk with Steve Martin and Michael Caine. So, I wasn't thinking I was going to like The Hustle, because I'm not a huge fan of Rebel Wilson. I don't know how you feel about her, Sean.
I'm trying to picture who she is, because when you put The Hustle, I thought it was somebody else. It was a different movie, but I'm wrong.
Like, she was in, like, Pitch Perfect. And she was like in, basically she's like a female version of Will Ferrell. And that's why, because I'm not a big fan of Will Ferrell either. Like, when he's like the lead of the movie or like focused too much in the movie,
is this then he gets annoying. Or the blonde girl?
Blonde. The blonde.
Actually, I haven't seen
Anne Hathaway, the brunette.
Yeah, I haven't seen a movie with her, but she looks very obnoxious.
Yeah, she's... I mean, she plays that, like, awkward, physical comedy, like, Chris Farley type. She's like a female Chris Farley in a way.
Yeah, no, 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 that's what I meant. I didn't mean, like, her, but just, like, her character just screams, like, I'm gonna be super loud and obnoxious with, you know, I can't deal with my problems, so I just yell all the time.
Kinda, yeah. She's also in the movie Cats.
Dude, like... I barely watch movies. What made you think I saw Cats or The Perfect Pitch?
Pitch Perfect? You should watch Pitch Perfect because it has Anna Kendrick in it. Mm. And she's hot. At least the first one. The first one is actually really good.
Gotcha.
But, real quick, speaking of Cats, apparently there's a petition going around because word got out that there's a butthole cut of the movie. Where, like, somebody went and digitally placed buttholes on all the cats.
Yeah.
And then the studio watched the movie and then decided to digitally remove all the buttholes off the cats. And that's the version that got released to theaters, is the butthole-free version. So they're saying that they want a director's cut released of the butthole cut because they want to see cat buttholes on screen.
What is wrong with people?
I mean, it couldn't make the movie any worse.
People would probably just watch it for like 10 minutes just laughing and then turn it off.
Right. Well, I also heard that, like, if you saw the Broadway performance of Cats and liked that, then you would like the movie because at least you knew what the hell was going on.
Oh.
But if you had no idea, then if you never saw the Broadway play or have no idea what it's about or anything like that, then you hated the movie.
Did it just like not convey the message of what was going on in the movie versus the Broadway play?
No, it's just really fucking weird.
Got you.
It conveyed it very well from what I heard. Like, it's almost like scene for scene. But Broadway doesn't necessarily translate directly to film.
Hmm, fair enough.
And so, and it's weird too, because this is one of those that was on Broadway forever.
Yeah.
Cats. So, oh man. But The Hustle, like, if you're going to watch this movie, I just recommend you going back and watching Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. That's a better movie. Because you can't match Steve Martin in his comedy.
No, you can't.
But surprisingly, this one wasn't bad. I didn't hate myself for watching it. I didn't hate watch it.
Gosh, you.
Plus Anna Kendrick. I mean, Anne Hathaway's in it, and she's still kind of hot.
Fair point.
You at least know who she is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to lose more faith in you, and I don't really have much to begin with, so that would have been weird and hard to do.
No, I know her.
All right. So, Sean, I've been watching movies. What have you been up to there, weeb?
Why do you gotta call me a weeb?
Because I'm not wrong?
Because we're gonna talk about anime?
Yes.
So I powered through and watched One Punch Man Season 2. Danny, do you know of One Punch Man, right?
I know the premise, and I also know that you hated it.
So I really only watched One Punch Man Season 2 because I was trying to understand why all the ladies were cosplaying this one cosplay. Because it turned into a very popular cosplay, and I was like, I'm just going to watch it just to see, like, what the hell is going on.
I thought you said you were going to say you watched it for the memes.
No, I didn't watch it for the memes. I actually liked this season.
Your fan-only subscription started sending you cosplay versions of the character. Is that what happened? You started getting all the titty streamers showing your titties in the costume?
Something like that. I'm not sure. It was just, I don't know, just, you know, on a subreddit in a dark place, and it was just, I kind of always saw the same person, so same cosplay, and I was just kind of like, how is this person a cosplay? I was like, okay. This is ridiculous. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
No, I was about ready to ask.
It's they cosplay as a girl with very little clothing, with straps that have spikes on it, that have like a mask, and she has like a whip.
Oh, I mean, I could see why people would want to cosplay as her, especially in your, like I said, your fans only account that you pay for money for, lots of money for.
Dude, I'm too cheap for that, man. I ain't got time for that.
Or you just go to the subreddit, fans only, and rip it off for free.
There's no fans only. I that's too much commitment. Come on. That's way too much commitment. I don't have time for that. I don't have time. And I don't have money to pay $500 a month for, like, random, like, ultra access supplies.
Well, that's what I say. You just go to the subreddit, only fans, and you get it for free.
I'm glad that you enlightened me of a new subreddit. I'm glad that a veteran of that subreddit told me about it.
Actually, I don't even know if I've actually clicked on it, but if you go to the redditlist.com,
mm-hmm.
and then they have the safer work and the non-safer work lists, and you basically can find every single, like, subreddit listed. And then they have it, like, by, like, three categories. They have, like, the ones with the most recent submissions, the ones that are, like, the most subscribers, and the most and then they have the ones with the most popular.
Gotcha.
Or the most, like, the highest rise in subscribers in, like, the last 24 hours.
Gotcha.
So I'm, like, trying to find a new subreddit, whether it's safe for work or not safe for work. That's where I go and do my homework.
Gotcha. I'm glad you're prepared for figuring out what subreddits you could look at while you're waiting for packages to come down.
I can't do that at work. Like, Animal Crossing is the fifth highest growth in the last 24 hours, Sean.
I'm not
only
surprised.
Followed by Canada coronavirus.
Canada coronavirus?
And then coronavirus down under and actual public freakouts.
So anyways, One Punch Man Season 2. I actually liked it better than Season 1. I thought the main character wasn't as whiny with his, like, depression, and because that's what I think got me really annoyed. The second season was a lot better. He was actually a lot more funny. Now, when I was looking up some articles about, because I was trying to see, like, what was going on for Season 3, because it doesn't really leave off. It like finishes part of the story, but there's, like, other things going on, so you know there's what the next season is gonna be about. Part of it was, like, the main character wasn't even in the show that much.
Why you really liked it?
You know what? That may actually be what it is. But anyways, he wasn't in it very much, so, like, every, like, fight, like, they were, like, the heroes were, like, losing, it was because, like, he was off, like, doing some research, like, some random, like, research at, like, a martial arts fight, because he wanted to see what martial arts was all about. So it was kind of, like, a dumb reason why he was, like, not, like, really helping, but it was pretty, I thought the comedy throughout the show was a lot better. And the action was pretty good. There was definitely a lot of call-outs where, like, they got lazy on animation to, like, cut cost. And that was kind of the biggest complaint that I saw online.
Did you know, like, they made a One Punch Man fighting game?
Did they really?
And the character is just as overpowered in the fighting game as he is on the show. But the cool thing they did about it, like, I was, like, actually reading about it. And, the way they figured out how to do it was that they put him on a timer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you couldn't use him, and, like, you could, if you picked him, you could only use two of your characters until this timer happened, and then he would come out and basically just go full One Punch Man and punch people, and they would be knocked out.
Oh, gotcha.
But until then, you're at a disadvantage because you're fighting 2-on-3.
Yeah.
And so people, when they first heard how powerful he was, people were, like, losing their shit. And then they said, it's like, no, this is how it works. And they were kind of like, oh, well, that's actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so people kind of, you know, calmed their tits.
So then the enemy could bring in, like, their weakest character and get, like, one-shotted. And it'd be like, oh, that's no big deal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Interesting.
So...
But, no, I mean, overall, I don't think the anime was I don't think it was terrible. I could still see why. I could see why people were angry with it, but overall it was pretty decent. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily like something anybody else has to go out and watch, though.
Right. Well, I also heard like that it was very like not necessarily tongue in cheek, but definitely like made fun of anime tropes all around.
Oh yeah, I think they do. They do make fun, and there's like there's a couple like really funny parts where like this guy that's supposed to be super powerful is just typically in the wrong place at the wrong time and gets credit for other people. So he's like just a human. He doesn't have any powers, and so like he's like giving like a motivational speech, and but like One Punch Man is like. Like, dude, you why are you saying all this stuff? Like, that's bullshit. Like, you're a fucking coward. And, it, and then, like, it would be get, like, really good. He goes, and then he'd be like, dude, how is he saying such powerful items? He's right. But he's a coward. And, like, it was, like, the monologue of, like, whether he should, like, listen to the guy got was, like, again, it goes back to, like, I thought it was just a lot more humorous this season than in the previous one.
Okay, that, I mean, yeah, it makes sense. Like, they were, like, they leaned really hard into the making fun of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely a lot, I think a lot better.
Well, that's good, Sean. I'm glad you're happy.
I'm always happy. So, episode 12 of Beaufrey? This was on Hulu. Basically, it's the one that I'm afraid to get hurt, so I max out my strength. That one finished up. It was a very, like, it was decent, anime. I thought it was, you know, it's about a girl that goes and her best friend go into this new MMO game, and this girl basically isn't really a gamer, and she just goes into it and does, like, a bunch of stupid shit that you would never do, typically, and ended up getting, like, overpowered. And it goes through, they have, like, she ends up, like, doing different fights, and then she starts a clan, and then it kind of starts to establish, like, who are the best players in the game. And at the end, like, she fights multiple of these clans, and they're kind of friends. So it was a very, like, kind of more of a very, like, casual, friendly anime. There's a few funny parts in it, but it basically, if you watch like two episodes or and you don't think it's funny, like the rest of it, you don't even bother watching it. If you watch a couple episodes, you generally enjoy it. It's very easy to watch, and you kind of think it's pretty funny. Then I would say go ahead and finish watching it. Like I was talking to one of my clanmates, and she didn't see the appeal of it at all after a couple of episodes, and I told her, like, don't even bother finishing it, because the jokes are generally not the same, but they're in the same ballpark, so there's not, like, there's not a lot of action, there's not a lot of drama, it's just a more casual anime to watch.
Right, so, yeah, if you're not gonna like the tone of this stuff, basically what you're saying, like, it doesn't change, it sets itself up the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's nothing to watch after. If you can't get into it after episode two or three, it's one of those you got to give up and move on.
But at least give it a couple episodes to figure it out.
Exactly. You really have to.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much with any show, right? Like, if you watch the show for the first episode and you're like, yeah, I hated that first episode, then you probably shouldn't watch any show.
Pretty much, man. Next one I watched was No Game, No Life. Danny, this anime has got to be one of my new... It's got to be one of my top 10 favorite animes now.
It's up there in your spank bank?
I guess if you want to call it a spank bank, it is part of the spank bank. Basically, it's about a brother and sister who are neats that just do nothing but gaming. They're super good at gaming. They get challenged by somebody to a game, and they beat this person. They get sucked into a new universe where all conflict has to be solved by playing a game. And basically, there's 16 different races. Humanity is, like, number 16. They just suck. And basically, they quickly, like, capture the human capital and become the king of the humans. And then they're just kind of challenging people. It's just, it's funny. It's smart. It's one of those animes where you know what's going to happen, but you can't figure out how they're going to do it. And then when they reveal it, you're just like, damn it, I missed the hint. Like, it's a very clever anime. It's got good, I think it's serious when it needs to be. The story is just very engaging and to move on. And it moves on it speeds up. It has the right tempo. It's just one of those rare animes that is just like, man, like, this is like the peak of anime.
The peak of anime, but it's still not your number one favorite, huh?
I don't know. I feel like once you start getting it, once you have like a lot of favorite animes and they're different genres, I feel like it's hard to say like, what is your favorite one?
Right. Like, it's for you, definitely it's going to be hard to jump into the World Without Dirty Jokes territory.
Exactly. So this anime originally came out in 2014. They released a movie in 2017, and there's no rhyme or reason that there's no news about them starting season two. So that's the only downfall, is basically this. It's made by the same one. What was that anime called? Anyways, the studio just, makes like a lot of like one season animes because like they're just a very popular studio. So if they don't make like a certain amount of money, they don't bother looking into season two, even if like season one does like decently well. So it's kind of like a shitty situation. So I've stumbled across like a really good story, and I'm probably going to have to go back and see if the manga's done and try to go and finish the story that way, because it doesn't sound like we're going to get an anime anytime soon.
Right. And so is there like super cliffhanger at the end then, or is it kind of...
It doesn't cliffhanger, it just doesn't end, because you, like, the story is basically, like, they're trying to become powerful enough to challenge the god of gaming in that universe, and they only really conquer, like, one other species. So there's, like, 15 other species that they have to, like, conquer as part of, like, their ability to conquer the world so they could challenge the gaming god. So, I mean, okay. it leaves off, but, I mean, it makes sense where it leaves off, because this wasn't supposed to be... It wasn't supposed to be, like, a 12-episode anime. But, I mean, but it does, like, have a nice, like... Here's the 12 episodes. You feel very satisfied with the story. Like, it doesn't... It's not like a cliffhanger, but you know that there's supposed to be a lot more story based off the end goal of the brother and sister.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like, it's not a cliffhanger, but it doesn't resolve, like, the end. They're still battling through.
Exactly.
It's kind of like the basketball and hockey season right now. Like, at the end of the season right now, they still haven't announced a crowned a winner, a champion.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah, I wonder, is NHL and the NBA going to have, like, champions this year, or is it going to just go be, like, a year blank?
Right now, there are hopes to, like, play in through, like, August, but if they play too late, they're not going to have an off season because, like they both start, like, mid-October, mm-hmm. and they still have to, you know what I'm saying, they still have to do, like, the off season of, like, free agency and maybe even like letting their players like rest a little bit and like mm-hmm. get better and have off season surgeries and stuff like that. And then, go back for training camp and move and whatever. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't know how long this, I guess it depends on how long this lasts.
Yeah, that's fair. So the last anime that I have, I finished, this one just also finished, and it's called Seton Academy, and basically it is, it's one of the stupidest shows I've watched, but I just laughed so much, and I couldn't, like, stop watching it, because, like, it just kept being, like, super ridiculous, so I kept laughing, but, like, from a story standpoint, it's just it's very stupid. Like, there's no, like, real, purpose of, like, the anime. So, basically, it's, it takes place in a high school, per usual, but it's a animal school. So, basically, like, it seems like a lot of the males are, like, animals, like, where it's, like, it's, like, a lion in the shape of a human. So, it's, like, they got, like, the lion face and the mane and claws and stuff, and then of course, like, if it's the female, it's more of like your typical like lion girl, so it looks more human with like ears and a tail and maybe tits. Some sharp, yeah, basically. So it's like
so real quick, you know, for the new Warriors, I sent you the shorter video, but the longer one, she was making the point about like how like awkward it would be if the one character that basically had Google in his head.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think she was watching the anime, and I'm pretty sure it was this one. And so she was like watching it, and then they show her sitting on the couch, and then all of a sudden Siri pops up searching for results on, am I a furry?
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I had no idea what anime she was watching, but it might've been this one. Cause it was just basically, there was a scene where it was like, two animals and one of them pushed one up against the wall.
You'll have to send it to me, I'll tell you.
Okay, well, it's like a 10-minute long video and you said you don't have time for that shit.
I'll look for it, I'll power through. Or where was it? Like in towards
somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle, okay, I'll figure it out.
She was watching the anime and it's like, am I a furry?
That's pretty funny. So basically, like, he's, like, the first male human to, like, go to the school because there has to be some twist, and he hates animals. So, like, every time he's, like, walking around, he's like, stupid dog, stupid this, stupid that, like, very grouchy, and then he bumps into, and I feel like the only consistent theme of the anime was, like, he was trying to, like, get closer to the human female, so he wanted to date her, so he would always go into like weird montages about them going out on dates and stuff. So he would be out there, and there, like, the other main character was like this little wolf girl that was trying to start a pact and is just, like, completely, like, ridiculously in love with the main character. But he just runs around yelling, like, stupid dog all the time when she does it. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's the dumbest thing, but you just laugh because it's just so ridiculous. And he actually, like, saves the anime because he's, like, always... and then, like, one... Like, there'll always be, like, one animal that thinks, like, they're way better than the other one. And then it'll just be, like, animal fact check, like, he'll do. And just fucking tear them down and make them feel stupid. So it was just because it's just full of, like, animal puns and cliches and stuff like that. It's just, like I said, it's the most idiotic thing. But I just kept laughing the whole time. And that's the only reason I give it, like, a positive review. Because... I mean, at the end of the day, if I'm laughing, it can't be that bad, right?
Right. I mean, that's the whole point. Like, you want to enjoy the show. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be great as long as it's enjoyable.
Exactly. All right, everybody. That's it for today's show. Thank you for hanging out for another fantastic episode. Make sure you're being safe. Wash your hands, wash your feet, and wash whatever you're putting in your mouth. Make sure you follow us on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all those fantastic places.
Yeah, and make sure you give us a review, because apparently, especially on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, depending on if you're like the app or your computer, but apparently it does things.
It does things. It tracks it.
It helps us. Like, if you get more good reviews, it, like, Apple might actually recommend us to people.
I don't. That's a little bit of a stretch.
It is. If you want people to hate them, if you hate your friends as much as we hate our friends, recommend it. Give us reviews.
Exactly. All right, everybody. You guys be safe, and we will see you next time.
Later.